Jacksonville's community development director had an optimistic view of what the city has done in the 12 years since it issued a comprehensive plan last night. Director Kelly Hall appeared before aldermen to discuss what has and has not been done during a committee of the whole meeting. Hall went over a general list of critical issues, goals, and objectives, and then broke down the recommendations for the 7 planning districts the city was broken into for the plan. We don't have the time to go over each district on this particular story, so we'll just focus on the East Walnut Planning District, since it was Alderman Adonis Shaw who pushed for the review of the comprehensive plan in the first place earlier this year. Now, Hall talked about stabilizing residential areas near the North Main Corridor and property enforcement to address poorly maintained yards in Northeast Jacksonville as examples of what has been done. The plan also calls for continued utilization of community development assistance program grants to fund housing rehab programs. Hall says the last CDAP grant application was about 8 years ago. He guesses about 80 housing units have been serviced through rehab programs in the East Walnut District. Shaw pushed for a grocery store in the northeast part of town and asked why there has been no improvements to the parks in his district and blamed the Parks and Lakes Department, although Alderman Tony Williams argued improvements have been made. Jacksonville Mayor Andy Ezer believes the northeast side of town has improved.
It was touched on many times tonight about a grocery store. We don't actively call grocery chains and things like that, but we certainly are cognizant of what needs to happen throughout the city. Some things get done quicker than others in different areas of town, but I have seen in the 10 years that I've been in city government, I've seen a significant change in the northeast side of town, his area. There's some good things that are happening. There's good people that live there, and I think we're in the right track and the right direction as far as landing opportunities in that area.
Hall stated that most of the big items on the comprehensive plan have been passed, with the passage of things like home rule, the recent expansion of the historic district and downtown improvements, adjudication of code enforcement, a neighborhood grant program, a public transit system, and a sidewalk program. Besides advocating for improvements to his district, Shaw also pushed for better overall administering of the comprehensive plan.
Who's the one saying, okay, we have this timeline in place, okay, we have these goals and objectives to meet? I don't know who that is. If it's one person, if it's a board, a commission, we don't know, and that wasn't clarified today.
Is there any way for that to be clarified at some point?
Probably will have to come from our chief executive, from our mayor. He's probably going to have to say, well, you know, the city council either has to take the lead on this. This board or this commission will have to take the lead on it. Or maybe even from the city council, maybe there's a consensus that we can gather and say that this is the timelines we're going to impose as a council.
Bud Hall noted to Shaw and other aldermen during the committee of the whole that there is no one person in charge of the plan.
As it affects all departments are involved in the plan. As it affects zoning, the planning commission is involved in the plan. And the council oversees everything in the plan. You know, so to say there is an individual in charge, there isn't. But we all hopefully refer to the plan when needed and use it like it's intended to be used.
But how do you personally feel about that in terms of each department goes their own way in terms of addressing every issue? There's no form of coordination whatsoever.
Well, I don't believe that. I think that there's coordination in here. It's repeated over and over.
In one area Hall said that could do better is the Financial Plan Capital Improvement Program, which he says is the closest thing the city has to an annual plan. Overall, Hall said he doesn't think the comprehensive plan should be updated, at least not for how much it would cost, which many aldermen seem to agree with. He says it may be worth looking at in 5 years, as the plan is designed to last 10 to 20 years. We'll work on exploring all the areas of the plan that were touched upon last night in future news stories. Also last night, aldermen passed the first reading of an ordinance requiring businesses that hold liquor licenses to have at least 60% of their annual revenue come from food and beverages, not including packaged liquor. The ordinance was passed unanimously. It would affect businesses that seek liquor licenses after September 1st. 8 different payment resolutions for various water projects totaling about $900,000 were approved. Alderman also gave the nod for the first reading to retract a liquor license for Tom Ware, the owner of Wareco Car Wash, and to establish yield signs at Railroad and House, a school zone on Clark Drive from Crabtree to Greenbrier, and reestablishing a 20-mile-per-hour speed zone in that area. Morgan County deputies made two arrests yesterday. 43-year-old James Fanning of Franklin was arrested at around 12:45 p.m. for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of cannabis at his residence on Franklin Woodson Blacktop. Fanning remains in custody. 24-year-old Dwanette Armstrong of the 800 block of North Clay was booked at the county jail at around 6:15 for failure to appear for criminal trespass to state land. Armstrong has been released on bond. The Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce will hold a business workshop today that will feature speakers from Emeryn, Illinois. The workshop topic will be emergency preparedness for your business and will take place in the Chamber Conference Room. Jimmy Duncan with the Chamber of Commerce talks about some of the specific topics that will be covered.
We're going to cover what causes electrical service interruption, what causes electricity to go off, natural gas safety, how Emeryn, Illinois prepares and responds to electrical outages and projects with natural gas and stuff like that. They're also going to touch on how businesses can be prepared and what to expect, and also some general emergency preparedness for businesses.
The program runs from noon to 1 p.m. It is free to attend, and officials ask you call ahead to reserve your seat at 245-2174. Well, speaking of Emeryn, you have heard about the smart meter, and Emeryn, Illinois now has the ability to charge you for not getting one. Dave Dahl has the latest.
The utility's spokeswoman, Victoria Bush, says it's part of a massive upgrade.
Part of that reliability is upgrading the meters to make them more advanced, to keep up with technology. For those customers that not give us access, it could be for various reasons. There could be a locked gate, there could be a dog in the yard, the meter could be located inside. And for situations like that where we are not able to upgrade the meter, those customers will be charged a monthly fee for us to manually read that meter.
That fee is $20 per month. That might make you call off the dog and unlock the gate. At the Illinois Capitol, this is Dave Dahl.
The Illinois Chamber of Commerce is backing Bruce Rauner for governor. It is the largest business association in the state. The group's CEO calls Rauner a champion for job creation and says he has a vision to restore Illinois' mantle as the economic engine of the Midwest. Rauner has also nabbed the endorsements of the Illinois Manufacturers Association and the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Coming up, a check on News Notes, WLDS Time, 7:38.
What makes a great bank? A great banking staff. This is Lacey Sorrell, customer service representative here at Premier Bank. Our customers are a part of our family. We take time to make sure your accounts and services work for you. From online banking to our full-service mortgage department, Premier Bank is your hometown bank. See us today, 1604 West Morton, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
News notes this morning, Attorney General candidate Paul Schimpf will be at the Morgan County headquarters, Republican headquarters today at 333 West State from 1 to 2 p.m. On the past event calendar, CPR BLS healthcare provider class is taking place in meeting room 4 at 5:30 p.m. How to care for someone with Alzheimer's informational workshop is at 6 o'clock at Lavender Ridge Memory Care Facility at 750 West Walnut. To reserve your seat, call 243-8550.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.